You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Today's devotion is for Good Friday. The reading is from John chapter 19, beginning in verse 38. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So because it was the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. Here ends our reading. And so we come to the day in which the work of Jesus is finally done. He was faithful to his Father. He fulfilled his mission on earth. The purpose for which he was born was now complete. He died for our sin. He gave his life so that we could have ours. He let go of any power that he had and trusted fully in the power of God. And so we read the story of his burial and of two followers of his who were instrumental in making it happen. At first glance, it might seem a bit ironic that the two who took Jesus' body and buried it were doing so in secret. Joseph of Arimathea was doing it quietly, in fear of the Jews who might take him to task. Nicodemus was doing it under the radar, not wanting the other Pharisees to find out the connection that he had with this so-called Christ. At the same time, their involvement in giving Jesus what they thought would be his final resting place was more revealing than it was ironic. How appropriate that these two secretive followers of Jesus were not among those we might have expected to be present. Throughout his ministry, Jesus called and claimed and ministered to the unexpected. Matthew was a tax collector. Peter and James and Andrew and John were fishermen. The other disciples had no claim to fame at all. All they had was a calling given to them by Jesus. The only claim they could make was the one made upon their lives by Christ. Add to that list of unexpected followers the story of Mary Magdalene, a woman possessed by demons, the calling of Zacchaeus, a tax collector and a cheat who was despised by almost everyone, and the stories of countless sinners in need of redeeming who have been led since our Lord's death to a life-changing and spirit-filled faith. And the irony of that day of Jesus' burial becomes yet one more way in which his person and purpose and part in God's eternal plan for his kingdom is revealed. The Apostle Paul had it correct. While we were yet sinners, Jesus died for us. How ironic that God's Son would be buried by two sinners for whom he gave his life. How revealing that his death and burial and saving work included even us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross to cover our sin and make us right with God. Undeserving as we are. Amen. The challenge today on this Good Friday, the action that I would encourage you to take would be to light a candle in a darkened room and then sit in silence, thanking God in Christ for his saving work on the cross. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.